Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 12-lead EKG on Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Laura, L-A, I think it's L-A-U-R-O, 1-3-6-24, and this is Laura performed a 12-lead EKG period to patients in normal sinus rhythm period, QRS complexes and T waves appear normal. Period and paragraph compression, normal EKG. Next is a 12-lead EKG on Roxy Schmidt, 1-3-6-24. Mr. Schmidt performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient's in normal sinus rhythm. Period QRS complexes and T waves appear normal. Period and paragraph compression, normal EKG. Next, 6-minute walk test on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galfier on 3-4-24. Mr. Stern performed a 6-minute walk test period. The patient achieved 24 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 94% period. He did pause at 3 minutes and 8 seconds for desaturation to 85% period. He was placed on 2 liters of oxygen. I was able to resume the test at 5 minutes and 4 seconds with a 92% saturation period. The paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on same patient, Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galfier on 3-6-24. Mr. Stern performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-14-23, there's been no significant change. Period, a paragraph compression severe. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Corey Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R. This goes to the VA. On 3-6-24, Mr. Dwyer performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%. Period, the patient achieved 464 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period of paragraph compression, very minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on same patient, Corey Dwyer. On 3-6-24, Mr. Dwyer performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 9-27-23, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, normal study with poor effort after bronchodilators. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Martha Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Selene, S-A-L-E-N-E. On 3-6-24, Mrs. Selene performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-12-23, there's been no change period. A paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.